In Gaza, a ceasefire is still holding after the most violent weekend since the devastating 11-day war last year between Israel and Hamas. The weekend's fighting between Israeli forces and Islamic Jihad killed at least 44 Palestinians and wounded more than 300 people. Let's get an update on the situation with Emily Rose from the Associated Press. She's in Jerusalem. Hi, Emily.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. Tell us the situation now in Gaza. Has the ceasefire held?
Yes, it looks like the ceasefire is holding. As a very late Sunday night, it went into effect. And very quickly after, we saw the resumption of regular activity over that border, including the opening of the crossings along the Gaza border that allow humanitarian aid to enter the Gaza Strip. And we also saw all the military directives that were given to those Israeli civilians in those communities along that border lifted. So it seems as though life is resuming, though, of course, the fear among those civilians on both sides of this conflict still lingers, and that is something that takes quite a while, if at any time, to dissipate.
Yeah. Was there any significance to the timing of the fighting over the weekend?
So the stated purpose that the Israeli military gave for the launching of this strike, and I'll remind everyone that it was a preemptive strike taken by the Israeli military, was that there was credible evidence that there was a threat coming from the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, that's a militant group in the Gaza Strip, that they were readying to harm Israeli civilians. And here I have to mention that the Associated Press in Jerusalem has been requesting empirical evidence for that credible threat, that claim of that credible threat, and as of the recording of this conversation, we've yet to receive any credible empirical evidence. They do say that that was the claim and that was the reason for that preemptive strike.
I see. It appears that this was a rare situation in which the ruling Hamas organization in Palestinian-controlled Gaza actually sat on the sidelines of the fighting. Why did they stay out of it?
Yes, Jane, for those of us watching this over here, that really does appear to be the paradigm shift in this conflict, this ongoing escalation and conflict between Israel and militants in the Gaza Strip. And when I've spoken to senior Israeli former military and intelligence officials, they explained to me that at this point, Hamas has economic interests that they didn't want to tamper with. And if they got involved, that would really derail a lot of the progress, the economic progress that they've made over the course of this year, which I'll remind everyone was relatively peaceful. And then another aspect they pointed out to me was that Hamas is looking to expand control in the West Bank, and they wanted to further that cause. And so they decided to stay out of it this round. And needless to say that they have a much higher arsenal, they have much higher level of weaponry. And so if they had gotten involved, it would have been far more lethal and far more deadly conflict that could have gone on for much longer as well.
So what is the relationship, if this is a paradigm shift, what is the relationship at the moment between the Israeli government and Hamas?
Well, on the face of it, Israel still maintains that Hamas is a terror organization. But I will point you to one interesting point here, and that is that Israel allowed 20,000 work permits for Gazan workers to work within Israeli territory. And that really does mark a shift, because it means that those permits do need to require some kind of deal with Hamas to sign off on those. I'm looking now at comprehensive studies that are measuring the economic benefits or impacts of that. And so that marks a shift in the actual relationship between Israel and Hamas. It isn't, by any stretch of the imagination, an outward recognition of Hamas as a sovereign or as a government, but it is some kind of nod to the fact that they do have control over the Gaza Strip in the sense that they are signing those work permits.
And in our last 10 seconds in Israel, this is being seen as a victory, no?
Yes, and Israeli caretaker Prime Minister Yair Lapid will be running for elections. He wants to get reelected November 1st. He's never been properly elected. He wants to see himself elected. And so this was a real test for him if he can manage the country under fire.
Emily Rose for the Associated Press in Jerusalem. Emily, thank you.